Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. When we interviewed our next guest 3 years ago, he had just launched an electric car ride-sharing service targeting college students. Since then, his company has grown from 4 employees to over 35, and he's added an office in Los Angeles. Now, he's expanding into bicycle sharing. Sean Flood is the founder of the Gotcha Group, and his newest venture is Gotcha Bike, which recently launched Holy Spokes in Charleston, where he joins us now by phone. Sean, welcome back.
Thank you. Great to be back again.
So give us the update here on what has happened since we last interviewed you.
Since we last spoke, we have closed a pretty significant merger where we were able to roll three different companies underneath the Gotcha umbrella. A big part of that is to be able to scale our Gotcha Bike platform for mainly universities and small to mid-sized municipalities.
Are you still doing electric car ride sharing?
Yeah, and I think, you know, we originally found the company as a ride share point-to-point using low-speed electric vehicles on and around college campuses. That's still a very big part of our business. We've shifted slightly where we're offering rideshare as a service to universities and cities. We have some very successful programs in both of those spaces, including Auburn University and the city of Sarasota. And then we have also created a rideshare activation division where brands will hire Gotcha to activate using low-speed electric vehicles around special events. We just wrapped a program in New York City around Comic-Con in partnership with AT&T that we're very, very proud of.
And now we have Holy Spokes in Charleston. Tell us about that.
After a lot of work and collaboration with the city, including Councilman Mike Seekings and the mayor, we were able to bring bike share to Charleston, providing locals, visitors, an alternative form of transportation that allows them to enjoy the city of Charleston without having to be in a car. So we launched 4 months ago with 250 bikes just on the peninsula. Incorporates 27 different corral locations where users can access the bikes, enjoy the city, and then return to one of those corrals.
Any issues with bicycle theft?
One of the main benefits of our bike share system is it falls into the smart bike category where we've included all of the technology directly onto our bikes. And as part of that is real-time GPS. So it eliminates the theft side of it, because in real time, our team can see where these bikes are. But more importantly, from a planning tool, since we're able to see where bikes go, how users are interacting with the system, it becomes a real planning tool for our partners, like the city of Charleston, to be able to plan mobility needs as the city expands. I'm proud of not having any theft to date.
Talk about the new office in Los Angeles.
Yeah, so again, completing this merger at the end of the year, one of the businesses that we rolled up underneath the Gotcha umbrella owned the largest collegiate out-of-home advertising network, partnered with about 150 campuses across the country. That business was headquartered in Los Angeles. Since the merger, we were able to build out a brand new office, very state-of-the-art, great-looking space that we're not only going to grow that business, but add our other elements of Gotcha, our ride share and bike share.
Walk us through how one negotiates with college campuses for products like you are offering.
Yeah, so, you know, we take what we think is a very unique approach to it. Universities, as you can imagine, are constantly being pitched different things. But I think being able to have a strategic conversation with a university around their needs instead of just pushing one product definitely sets us apart. We definitely take a more consultative approach to our workings with universities.
And so if we have an entrepreneur in the audience who has an idea that they'd like to target the college market with, how would they get in the door the first time? What would you recommend?
It isn't easy. I was fortunate when we first started the company to partner with Florida State University, where I was an alumni. I had the ability to interact with the kind of senior leadership of the university and present our idea, learn a lot about what they needed, and craft our business to their needs. And we are fortunate enough that that was able to scale. But I would say that it takes having a product that fills a need, reaching out to various decision makers to have a very kind of candid, fluid conversation. If you can provide a service and help that's typically your path to success in the university space.
Well, Sean, thank you so much for the update and your time today.
It was great to catch up.
Sean Flood is CEO of the Gotcha Group, and he joined us by phone from his office in Charleston, South Carolina. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and connect with us with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.